This is why we're single.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Hey, I don't even know. I did want some chicken wings though.
I just had
some. I don't know where.
Hey, some I might go to Barley's. You don't like Barley's? That's some Columbus shit for y'all don't know because we record right now. I don't know if you knew that.
I mean, that's cool.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
You know?
All right. Some good ass wings, but I might fuck around and get them tacos though, low key though. I can't wait till Tuesday.
You know, taco sexual.
Never heard that before, but
taco sexual. Hey, I ain't even mad at that at all. Hey, not even mad at that whatsoever.
What's good? What's good, everybody? The fellas are back. You know what I'm saying? With another exciting episode of That's Why We're Single. We missed y'all.
Yeah.
Once again, it's your man DB.
The Chicago nigga.
Your boy Ellie to the win 313, king of this motherfucking whiskey right now. You feel me? Then of course,
Dre with an A dying over here. You already know what the A stands for.
We don't.
This week, I don't have a clue, so I'm gonna say it stands for asthma because I'm about to die.
And we got a special guest in the building.
Yo,
it's my special man. Shout out to the noobs. Yeah, my special is here. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't even expecting that shit, but you know, since you know our sponsors, you know. Gave us the money to get another mic. Said, fuck it, man. Jump on the mic, man. You know what I'm saying? Spit your shit, man.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Just A-Rod, man. Here to kick it with my mans and my brothers. That's why I'm single, man. Let's get it.
So we got three noobs and
Detroit player.
And this other nigga.
This Detroit player. Crown yourself, man. Hey, crown yourself. Hey,
once you hear this episode, you're going to understand why I don't need to do all that because it already happened.
Yeah, hey.
There it is. No, right. No cap.
All right. And so for everybody, we shortened up all of our social media. You can literally go to Linktree/ That's Why We're Single to get all of our links for all our social media on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Also, events that we're having, such as the gala that's coming up, my man Dre having Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for a certain football team playing this weekend, this would be the hottest event in Columbus on Saturday. But you know what I'm saying? OSU Michigan got the game going on. But after that, man, it's this what everybody been talking about, dog, is this gala, man.
No, it's definitely on the up and up. Big announcements I just made via email, so a lot of people probably didn't even get it. We do have a food sponsor, dessert sponsor. Our bar is running the bar. So, I mean, basically you're paying 15 at this point, but you got free food,
dollar
free
desserts, beers.
Dollar beers. Yeah,
shout out to
a cash bar. So, yeah, it's on the up and up, man. So, just come out and
get it. Why do they keep playing with you, man?
I don't
understand why people don't understand you doing this, bro.
I really do this, man.
I don't get it.
Maybe because I ain't from here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they know me. But,
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I don't know. Or maybe because I be out the way, man.
I think you could be out the way.
I be the face, but I don't really be out here like
nigga
that.
Nigga be mad humble.
That's what it is.
Humble brag. Listen, because I'm his nigga, so I'm a brag for this nigga though.
Gotcha.
I don't care. Like he gonna shy away from it, but nah, if it needs to happen, it happens.
Quality joints every time.
For sure.
Man. So that's one thing I will say. If you ever just need to come out and kick it, if I'm doing something or shit, you see me out, it's always a good time.
And then fuck that, man. Toot your horn one more time. What do all the proceeds go to?
All the proceeds going to charity, MCS Touch. Basically, again, they are a peer-to-peer mentoring program that allows people that's been incarcerated or just got out of jail to be get them back in the workforce with an 88% success rate. So, I mean, it's all positive things going on out here.
Success rate?
88% success
rate. That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy,
you know what
that's crazy so, as fuck if you think about it.
Yeah, that's passing on any level.
Yeah,
any level.
People from,
you feel know me?
Going back to jail, man. Like. And that's it. It's just a good organization. So, I put
that's
my name
fuck,
with
bro.
It. Like I said, I got my my little brother coming in from Toledo. He actually plays with the 85 South Show. He plays in their band. He's coming to play the sax. Like I said, DJ Durrell coming through. I mean, just a good night, man.
It's gonna be a this next couple week because matter of course. Fact,
hold on. It's gonna be a beautiful night. If y'all see these, if y'all see this crazy list of people that's coming, it's gonna be a beautiful night.
Hey, all I'm gonna say is this because I believe this is going to be put out this coming up. It's coming out real soon anyway. Make sure y'all have your shit tailored. Make sure y'all shit is fucking lint free. Make sure y'all got these fucking haircuts. Because that. And make sure you got the right shoe selection because you can really fuck up an outfit with bad shoes. That goes for men and that goes for women too.
And we will have you on video or on camera.
There it is.
I have two camera people coming and one videographer. So this night is going to be.
It ain't the nigga from last time.
Nah. So this night.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. You know who you are, nigga. Stop fucking up. But no, we gonna have it all the way together, man. So
just make sure y'all look apart because I know all my niggas is gonna come with it as we should because this is like we don't have too many dress up events in the city.
Exactly.
And once like my niggas dress, so I ain't tripping on them. It be y'all other motherfuckers I gotta worry about for real. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep it honest with y'all. Like a lot of y'all out here is not really doing what y'all supposed to be doing. Y'all niggas can put shit together like on a casual side.
Niggas can dress to go to the fucking club.
Niggas put shit on the casual side, but when niggas dress up, y'all really don't know how to do it. So I'm just letting y'all know this right now. I'm coming with this shit.
And it's some real shit. If you stay in Columbus, man, if you know what I'm saying, on a budget, I can show you a motherfucking place that you can get some real ass, nice ass clothes. On a really, really, really,
nigga,
really
I can show you a budget. Place online right now where you can get $49 suits and you can put that That's bitch together and you'd be straight.
Well. Yeah,
Alan Dubuque,
my nigga.
Yep.
What?
Yes,
sir. Yep. I'll be talking to you guys in the break.
Nigga. Yep. Yes. Yep. And that's no plug, but I'm letting you know this right now.
Nah, fuck that. I need the sponsorship, bro. Because I didn't got about five of them.
Hey, because one of the homies put me onto it. I wasn't even hip. Mm-hmm. I got quality. They quality shits too. So
you would never expect that for the price.
I had a couple too. Yeah.
So, but. If y'all niggas need to know where this is, man, we'll take care of y'all for sure, though.
Lesson, and that is what it is, man. Yeah.
And you can get that shit on a quick side, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to quick side. It definitely came way quicker than I expected.
Yeah, because they told me like 7 days. I got that bitch in like three.
Ooh, okay.
That's consistent right there.
Order that bitch today. I get that bitch Wednesday. Get that bitch tailored. Oh, we on that bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Same lightweight, you ain't even got to get them tailored. They come and fit it.
They do come fit it. I had to get my shit tailored, though. Yeah, the pants, though. Pants, you do got to get that shit tailored.
Pants be wild.
And I got to tailor
that shit together in a couple days.
Enough about that shit, man. Let's get inside, motherfucker.
Get fresh, niggas. That's what I'm saying.
Get fresh.
Tighten up, youngins.
Tighten up. So, hold on.
Before I'm near the motherfucking free gang, tighten the fuck up.
Before we start anything, Dre, you started a fucking movement. I'm at work. Someone who listens to the show faithfully, they came up to me and said, "Tighten up, young gang." I was like, "Oh yeah, you pay attention to the motherfucking show. I appreciate you." So there I have to shout you out on that though.
I don't even know the
shorty
chick's name.
From Philly.
Yeah, chick from Philly, man. That shit was hilarious.
Tighten up,
though.
Young gang. That shit funny.
But all right. Socials.
All right, so let's get into today's free game.
There you go,
free game. Oh, it's free game. Free game.
All right. So we have to make sure the guest understands that they have to say
free game.
Free game.
There it is then.
Oh, Trey being modest today. Usually have a song.
Shit, I about damn near died already. I ain't got that much lung capacity right now.
Let's hurry up and finish this shit before this nigga die on.
Man, I don't know what to do. I keep coughing and shit.
Let's get into... let's talk about this thing that popped up on the internet. It's been about a couple weeks old, but I definitely wanted to get the fellas around to talk about this shit. So, there was this couple that was getting married. You know, and if you're getting married, you know, I am the only one here that's been married. You have a registry. You know what I'm saying? Where people can buy gifts for you and shit like that. They can also send you cash, because cash is king, right? So... I don't know who these motherfuckers people was, but these motherfuckers got $30,000 in cash.
Mm.
$30,000 in cash.
Must be nice.
Not even right. Shit.
Must be.
That's a college. Nice. That's a motherfucking year of tuition. When I was in school, but So they get $30,000 in cash, not even including all the gifts and shit they get. So what do? They go ahead and post on social media to all their loved ones, their family, and their friends. You know, like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and cancel this wedding. They didn't say cancel. We're going to go ahead and postpone this wedding. We're going to keep the money, though. Mm-hmm. And with that money's going to go to great use because we're going to go on a honeymoon with the money that you gave us. But, you know, the wedding will be, we'll let you guys know when we reschedule the wedding. If you guys still want to make donations and still want to give us gifts, by all means, feel you free. Go ahead and hit up the registry, send us some more shit. But, you know what I'm saying? The wedding is postponed, but we're going to take your $30,000 and motherfucking go on a honeymoon.
Yikes. First off, if I give you any parts of this $30,000, I need all my monies back because I will find you. Just that simple. Like that. I don't even know how this falls in the free game, to be quite honest. But, hey, just don't be Willy Lump Lumps and out here just willy-nilly and giving your monies away thinking that it's okay.
I think it goes in the free game. B-A-R-Z. I think it goes in the free game because it was motherfuckers on here that agreed. They're like, yo, we sent you the money as a gift. They sent us the money as a gift.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That money is ours. We can do whatever the hell we want to do with it.
That's true. I mean, it is for real. I mean, it's a gift, you know.
But
they got 9/10 of the law.
They definitely got flued out.
But I'm sending you this money as a wedding gift. You're not getting married.
How long you had that motherfucker registered? Like, to get
$30,000.
Like,
yeah. Or who the fuck were they?
Yeah, or yeah, they know a lot of people that just
more importantly
got that bread. But, I mean, for me, it's like, why would. So I'm the nigga, I'm last minute with your gift anyway.
Facts.
So
I'm getting that shit day of.
Yeah, the day of or the day before. Oh, damn.
If not,
and then I'm going like to the wedding.
Like, I catch y'all niggas on the slide. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know I fuck with y'all here.
I had to make sure that shit legit before, you know what I'm saying, you start buying shit. And then, like you said, something happened, call the wedding off, they do some rescheduling shit. It may not never happen now. You just out here like, damn, I gave y'all $100 and y'all niggas just said, fuck it. We cool now.
My nigga, it took me and my ex 2 years. We saved up a year before the wedding, and we paid shit off a year after the wedding. And our wedding was like $11,000-$12,000. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? These niggas got $30,000 off jump.
Man.
Sheesh.
Off jump. They got 30
stacks. That's what I'm saying. Like, did y'all even have a venue book? Like, what did y'all even have? Did y'all just put, say, the dates out and just like, fuck it, we figured out when to give us money?
That's what it sounded like to me, to be quite honest.
Yeah, like, yeah, like,
have an extravagant ass fucking wedding for 30 stacks. Oh, even if that was the case, like, it's like, okay, we got our money.
Like, and that's why, and I think we said this on a previous show, like, I don't really need no big shit, like, for real. Like, I can do a private ceremony, like, I'll have, like, you gotta have your witnesses or whatever the case may be when it comes to marriage. But then after that, like, my nigga, I want to put all the money.
Yeah.
I want to put all the money for real into the reception because this, like, it is a celebration between me and her as a union, but it's also for the people who dealt with us over this length of time. So like, all my niggas got to come kick it. All her, you know, female friends, lady friends, women friends, whatever y'all want to be called this week. Like, they need to all kick it as well too. But then also, I want to put money into this honeymoon because at this point, it's us now. So like, we need to make a decision. Like, is this, we about to have fun, or is this gonna be a make or break season? Because like, chances are, I mean, we already did our like our vacations or whatever y'all want to call it.
Right.
But this time we married now.
All out.
Now we gotta go all out for this stuff though. So, but that's just me though. So.
No, I definitely feel that, man. I don't understand it. But I mean, hopefully they got something together to be like, all right, well, I can show y'all where the money went.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
We already married. I can show y'all where the money went. Here go the reception. Boom. You know, give them something. Like, damn, you can't just bang out with $30,000 on nobody. That's wild.
Yeah. So that was gonna be my question. Like, so if there is no reception to follow said honeymoon, what y'all doing? Y'all gonna wild out?
30 racks.
How much I give? I give you 100. I'm like, all right, my nigga, you got over. But don't, I ain't
like 30 racks though. Like, for real, like, you can have a dope ass reception for 15. You can pocket the other 15 because, like, you can, like,
put the other, you can get towards the
to the honeymoon. Like, for real, 15 racks, that'll give you an all
crib.
15 racks for a honeymoon? Where the fuck is y'all going?
Shit, nigga,
the Maldives.
Nigga, y'all going multiple places.
Man. But see, I mean, like 15. But I'm just saying though, like, if you do 15 racks for a reception, like, I ideally, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you want, so that at that point you got open bar.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it is, it's going to be taken care of. Top notch open bar. Top notch, right. Ain't no whale shit. You got food, good food, DJ, and then also the venue. So that can eat up 15 right there. Mm-hmm. For real. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go on a good, like, nice honeymoon, like, you can go backpack through Europe or some shit like that. Oh, yeah, you can go through, like, you can, that's done at that point.
15,
like, that would be dope to go backpacking through Europe, though.
I mean, shit, that's a 7 to 10 day vacation. You got 15 bands.
Yeah, you can get active with it.
So y'all let us know how y'all feel about that. I know, like I say, me personally, I'll be getting a motherfucking refund. I'll be hollering at motherfucking Chase like,
I might agree, cause that just as I just broke down the numbers real fast.
That motherfucking $30,000 was real tempting. You were like, shit, like, I can motherfucking do a lot with this 30 stacks.
Because then, like, wedding. For real, because then, like, you can put all your grooms, people, your bridesmaids, you can put them in something fresh. Like, buy all their outfits and shit like that. Venue, drinks, food.
But I think the fucked up part about it was that, like, I think the wedding party and the family, like, well, not even the family, the guests that were coming. Right. But I think the fucking wedding party found out via social media. She hit them up and was like, And this, I could be wrong.
That's super
trash. That's trash.
Yeah. So from looking at the comments and shit and the threads.
So she made the decision or he made the decision?
I guess it was just a mutual decision between the groom and bride.
Okay.
So I don't know, but that shit's crazy, though. I'd have to motherfucking be like, yo, you gotta get my money back.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take y'all niggas up top.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm pulling up to your crib because chances are I already know where you live at.
Absolutely.
And it might be a bomb threat at your job.
Next topic. I'm just saying. What are we talking about next topic? I'm confused a little bit because our notes are a little bit all over the place this week.
Because it's still free game, though, right?
It's still free game, absolutely.
Okay. No, I'll get into it. So a lot of social media talk been on how to properly communicate with somebody when you're dating them versus kind of the ghosting, which a lot of people, of course, say, oh, I just stop talking to them. I just ghost them or whatever else. But it's like, what is a proper way to communicate if you're kind of like dating multiple people and you make the decision to say, okay, I'm going to follow through with this one girl or guy in whatever land you want to be in, and make sure that you can tell them, I don't want to see you no more. I don't want to talk to you no more. I have found someone at this point.
That's tough, bro. That's tough. You can't. Like, it just all depends on how real you really are. Because you have the ability to, you can tell someone, like, yeah, I don't really fuck with you, but chances are, like, you probably already built that connection with them. Mm-hmm. And you may care for them. So, like, you may not really truly want to hurt their feelings per se. Right. So, that's a tough situation. That's why motherfuckers ghost. They're just like, all right, you know what?
Yep, you know what? I'm cool with you. Go ahead. I'm cool on it. Yeah, and that's a tough one, man. I can't sit there and say that I'm definitely the best when it comes to telling a motherfucker, like, you know, that I may have previously dated or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, I'm dating somebody else. I'm exclusively dating. Good thing I haven't had to do that recently. But
soft flex. You feel me? Real flex, but real okay.
Flexed up.
But yeah, it's just honestly, I think it does come down to what we talked about previously, how men sometimes don't know how to establish those boundaries because of the fact that we aren't used to saying no. We're used to receiving no. We're used to people telling us no, but we aren't used to actually setting authority, setting boundaries, and saying no. And that's what I think is difficult with this topic. I honestly think, like, you know, it's just honesty is the best policy. I mean, there is no right way to do it except for just fucking around, manning up, and doing this shit. But I mean, it's tough, yeah. It's tough. I wouldn't even say it's just tough. It's just men just don't want to hurt a woman's feelings, I think, when it all boils down to it.
I mean, if they care enough for them, yeah, of course. I agree with that for sure.
It's hard, though, because I think ghosting sometimes affects more than we think. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an issue in itself because when you ghost somebody, like, nigga, if they really fuck with you, they really going to be hurt, like, what happened to my friend? Like, what happened to this person that I had talked to for however long, and then they just go blank on me. So, I mean, personally for me, I'm more of a, like, after a while, you got to just tell them.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm ripped the Band-Aid off. Let's not even, you know what I'm saying, bullshit here. I look, you know what I'm saying, the reason why we, you know what I'm saying, been communicating, I actually found someone that, you know, I'm kind of moving along with. You know, I just want to be open and honest with you, just so you know, and that you're not in the, you know what I'm saying, in the dark, because after a while, you start to question yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you got ghosts, you're like, damn, what the fuck I do? Like, damn, yeah. I thought we was, last time we kicked it, like, you know, like, damn, everything she just, yeah, like, everything was good, yeah, like, everything was good. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, damn, I liked her, and then, boom, you know what I'm saying? Then you just out here looking crazy, because you don't know what to do. You still trying to hit her up, she ain't answering, whatever else. It's like, damn, like, it's like that. So I say, man, just be open and honest, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what dating is about. Dating is about that time to find yourself, find that other person that you think you want to be with. And you have the right to say, hey, I don't want to mess with you. Hey, I do want to mess with you. Let's see where this goes. And that's supposed to be what the dating stage is all about. So,
but honestly, motherfuckers, and piggybacking off that as well, too, I'm going to take a step back and be like, if you dating multiple motherfuckers, you need to let the other person know off top. So that kind of...
Wait a minute. Do you really need to tell... Do you need to tell the other person who you're dating that you're dating someone else?
To a certain extent.
If y'all fucking, yeah, absolutely. I agree. But if I'm just dating you...
It's 2019, though, bro. Understood. It's about to be 2020.
Understood.
How many people you dating that you're not fucking?
I don't date, so I can't be put in that category. But... if I'm dealing with somebody, right, and I'm fucking somebody, I have to let the other person know, yeah, I'm out here doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a grown man. But if I'm dating you just to date and we're just like just going out having casual fun, it's not that other person's prerogative or whatever you want to say. Like, it's not their issue that I'm dating somebody else.
I just think
if I'm not doing anything outside of the ordinary.
I mean, yeah, but you still, you know what I'm saying, get some, like, I mean, I wouldn't say you just got to be like, oh, yeah, I'm dating somebody else.
Yeah.
But, like, if they ask, like, you know, so what you currently doing? You know, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm dating.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to tell you.
Yeah, who? Yeah.
Seven people, or if it's just, you know what I'm saying, but I'm dating.
I agree with that.
That's currently where I'm at in my stage of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just so they know, okay, well, he told me from jump he was dating, so he didn't just be like, oh, you know, I'll be at the house. I'll be chilling, you know what I'm saying? No, I ain't messing with nobody.
And that kind of softens the blow if you decide that you do want to go with that other person. You pretty much, you're pretty much like, yo, like I told you from jump, I'm dating multiple people. Not like I'm fucking multiple people, but you know what I'm saying? I'm entertaining the company of multiple people. And me and this other person decide that we want to be a little bit more serious. So, I mean, it softens the blow and it helps you. But I feel like when you're not being 100% honest, that's when you don't want to burn that motherfucking bridge.
Honesty and communication are key. I think the guy from The Six said it the best, man. Girl, you're not the only one trying to be the only one. And just let them know up front and as honest as possible. And I think that you can't go wrong from there. You give them the option to choose to want to continue to fuck with you or not, as well as you covering your ass. I mean, and with us being, you know, all young professionals, we all know that. CYA, all times, in any situation. As well as the motto I live by, AKIP, always keep it player, man. Always keep it player.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's dating. That's what dating is supposed to be. It's supposed to be... you have that ability to choose. So that's why I say...
I think that's the definition.
And that's what I'm saying. People get it wrong because it's like, let's be honest out here. If someone tells you they're dating or y'all dating, how many people are usually just literally dating one person or only interested in one person as soon as that dating starts?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be... it's a process to it. So take your time to learn that person, grow, build. And like you said, keep an open communication and be like, yo... this ain't that, or you know what I'm saying, keep it 100. Like, you know, I'm seeing somebody else. Yeah. It's over with. Good luck.
Keep it a buck, man.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Something to where, like, it was some type of friendship there. Yeah. So it's like,
but I'm saying, but something is better than nothing. Bad terms. That's all I'm saying.
Like, you can end, like, okay, it don't necessarily have to be on bad terms, but I don't got to be a friend, though.
I mean, you don't have to.
That's what I'm saying. Something's better than nothing.
That's just me personally.
But if you go somebody, I feel like it's so much worse because now I'm just questioning myself. Yeah. I'm questioning everything. Like, oh, She's trash. Like, yeah, like, what the fuck? Like,
I know I'm dope. Just, like, what's
going
on?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you just in your own head. And, like, that person don't even know what you going through. And, like I said, you have people literally out here going through stuff because, oh, this nigga's trash. Blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, or you start talking to a female, you'd be like, fuck happened to your last nigga?
Right.
You know, oh, he just ran off. He just ghosted me. Da, da, da. Like, man, what you tripping for? Like, but shit happens. So,
just start a little coalition. Collective, the Ghostbusters.
we'll help you find whoever ghosted you.
You feel me? Nah, I ain't got that time to do. So what it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
And then also, man, shit. Like, don't be catching feelings if don't be catching feelings if we've already established relate. If we already established the parameters,
but remember, that is the one. Hold on, that is the one.
We had this conversation, and we had the young ladies on here, Corey, and I think Leah was a part of that as well too. Like, young ladies have the right to change their mind, though, right?
Mm-hmm. But young ladies are usually the ones that are catching feelings.
But the thing, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you can set the parameters all up front. Like, this is what it is.
You can't tell nobody how to feel.
You can't tell nobody how. Like,
oh yeah, you can.
You can't. You know? So like, it's kind of hard. Like, and it can go both ways. For real.
You never know what somebody else is thinking.
But effectively communicate how you feel. Don't turn that into. I guess you can't tell somebody how to react either.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But however, it's like,
because if a young lady came to you, was like, all right, so, and I'll give you a scenario, right? She hits you up. She's like, hey, listen, this is what I want. I want this, that, this, and the third, right?
Word.
And then in the midst of all everything happening, she switches on you, like, you know what?
Actually,
this is what I want, though. You feel me? Like, how would you go about that situation?
Like we say, you got to keep that open form of communication. Yo, I mean, I understand, like, we might have got a little deeper than what we expected to. However, it's not what we agreed upon, so I don't know that I feel the same way, so I don't know that we should move forward.
So if she stopped fucking with you, she stopped fucking with you, or it's like, you'll be sorry.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's not ghosting.
I understand.
Yeah, I get it. That's the feeling part.
Like I said, you give her that option to be like, yo, I want to continue to fuck with this, or I don't. And I mean, shit, you got to be able to keep it player and accept whatever come with that. My mama always told me, man, like, shit, whatever you do, you got to deal with the consequences, whether they be good or bad.
Consequences and repercussions for everything.
Right. Whether they be good or bad, you got to deal with them, whatever decision you make.
No, I agree 100%.
So, I'm fully prepared for Shorty to stop fucking with me if I tell her what I'm telling her. You know what I'm saying?
That's half the battle. And that's why I always say, on my end, like, I'd rather suffer the consequences in the beginning rather than the end, because the end is going to be so much worse. You know what I'm saying?
So much worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because then so at that point, worse. They just feel like you lied that whole time. There's so much build up. I'm just telling you, day one rather than day 50, because it's going to just be so much easier for me to get it back in a good presence if I ever need it. You know what I'm saying? As well.
But I think a lot of
never
young
burn
ladies.
Though, bridges, man.
Yeah, no, facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think a lot of young ladies take that shit for granted, though, for real. Like, you can tell somebody what it is up front.
In the beginning, yeah.
But a lot of young ladies, they be like, I could change that shit, like, in the midst of everything.
Get the fuck up out of this friend zone.
Like, I've definitely had young ladies think they can get up out that friend zone, and then next thing you know, it's like, all right, so you still in this motherfucking friend zone.
It's damn near blasphemous for niggas to try to get up out the friend zone, though.
Oh, blasphemous as fuck. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, though.
Back to what you were saying, though. And that's just the thing, like, in the beginning, they may feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, they're going to let that shit go. They're going to tell you eventually, like, you know what? I was hurt when you told me that. But now, I'm in this space to where, like, I appreciate you doing that.
And sometimes they may accept it. They may accept it for what it is, though.
Off rip. Yeah, sometimes it's just off rip. Like, you know, say, I appreciate you telling me that. Because most niggas would have ghosted me. It can be that simple. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And you might still be able to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It might not work out.
You know what I'm
saying? And then you come back. Like, yo.
Probably play hide the sausage. You for me,
man.
I think that's it. I think we just said pretty much we need everything needs to be said about that that topic. We gonna go ahead and take a quick break, and then we gonna get into today's main topic. We gonna talk about, you know what I'm saying, our man Tory Lanez. He's been in the Yeah, he been in the media recently about some comments. So I think we gonna kick it to the fellas and see how they feel about this. So
for sure,
you guys go ahead. Take a break. We about to go ahead as well. Take a quick break and then gather our thoughts, and then we will be right back with today's main topic.
For sizzle. Right?
One.
You're listening.
Who's that?
To DB.
Oh, yeah.
Dre Tyson.
Yes, indeed.
And LE to the ON.
What could be better than that?
On That's Why We're Single podcast.
All right. We are back once again. That's Why We're Single, the podcast. Yeah. With special guests in the building. Got A-Rod in the building.
Hey,
man, you know what, man? We ain't give a chance to throw your social media out there. Go ahead,
did
man.
Not. I did man. Not. As I said earlier, man, it's your boy Just A-Rod, man. Find me on Instagram, 93.amg. It's a triple entendre. Don't even ask me how. You know what I'm saying? But you find me on Twitter, man, 93amg underscore. Catch me doing dope shit all over, man. I'll be about it. Flyest nigga you ever seen for free, you know.
Wait a minute. You do something at a bar here. What is that? The like coat drive thing? What is
Definitely, that. Definitely. We just wrapped up. We just wrapped up our second annual clothing drive here in Columbus. We partner with a couple of shelters here in Columbus, which are underneath the umbrella of the YMCA.
Okay.
One being Van Buren and the other one the Star House. We just actually wrapped that up on the 20th. We are still, if you know, I know this is gonna come out within a couple days, I believe.
Yeah.
So if you still have any donations that you guys listening to this will want to donate, like I said, holler at me. My IG again is 93.amg. That's a dot in the middle of 93 and AMG. Holler at my partner, KB, it's underscore I subtweet.
Yeah, it is.
So holler at either one of us if you need, or any of my brothers here on the podcast, and they can definitely pass the message along if you know them. And don't follow me for some odd ass reason, but
so essentially, like, the reason why I said that is because, like, we're all about philanthropy on this show, because of course, you know, my brother does philanthropy.
Definitely.
He's a philanthropist,
you know,
like, he definitely does his work.
Same.
And like, we make sure that everyone who has like an outlet, that everyone has the ability to, you know, showcase that. So that was the main reason why I brought that up for you.
For
so,
sure. Appreciate yeah,
so
it. Appreciate
I have to make sure that people understand that, like, this is, like, we do this. Like, this is not nothing for play.
It's
so
not a joke.
At all.
It's
at
not
all.
A joke at all. So that's why I wanted to bring it up.
And especially it was very successful, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It
by
was
being
very successful.
By being, you know, around the holiday season right now, you know, people are going to be needing clothes. Mm-hmm. People are going to be needing, like, coats, toys, things of that nature. So, like, my brothers are, like, providing this avenue to make sure that motherfuckers is getting this shit together. So,
speaking of toys, if you are in Columbus, in the Mount Vernon area, we do have at the Capitol House on December, the 14th?
That's the 14th, yeah.
December the 14th, we have the toy drive, our annual toy drive. So you guys come out, you don't actually have to bring anything. We're going to provide that for you. If you don't have a Christmas that you're looking forward to, we want to provide that for you. Come holler at the noobs, you know, we will provide.
It is, see?
I believe it's two toys per person.
Right.
Nope.
And like I said, by that, you can contact any Columbus noob that you know, any one of the noobs in Columbus, and they can contact any of us. So definitely come out. We got a lot of things going on. A shameless plug, but we are back at our bar on Friday.
Okay.
Come holler at us. Kick it with the noobs again. We are definitely Red Friday. So come holler at us. We will be there from 10 to 2. So you can talk about anything you want to talk about and get jiggy.
See, let's go.
Wait a minute, hold on. Didn't y'all just do a turkey drive too? Listen, man, look. This stuff is I say stuff for a reason, though. So, like, this is the purpose of me saying this. Like these brothers are, they do these things, man. This is not, once again, I'm going to say this once again. I don't think y'all heard me the first time. It's not for fucking play.
Mm-mm.
They do this philanthropy stuff, so, which is good. So holler at them whenever y'all need to make stuff happen. So not off of the high horse, though.
Shout out definitely to the members of Kappa Alpha Psi Columbus Alumni Chapter. Zeta Chapter was good. Shout out to the Zulus. Yeah, man, everybody came out last Saturday. We had a ball. We gave out 1,000 turkeys.
1,000 of them things. And sides. 1,000
turkeys with sides.
With sides.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we was wanted to do it from 9 to 3. We wound up running out about like 1:30, 2 o'clock. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in that area, Mount Vernon, should be eating really well. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to the noobs, man. So, shout out to everybody that made that happen. Shout out to everybody that gave donations. We really appreciate that, man, because we definitely affected a lot of people's Thanksgiving, man. Nobody should be hungry this holiday season, and we did our part to make sure that 1,000 families didn't go hungry this Thanksgiving season. So shout out, man. I would say it was great, man.
It was definitely great.
And listen,
Swell eats on the noops, man.
Even though like I'm not a part of like any type of fraternity, any type of organization. Like, I appreciate when people do things like this because these are the type of things that do not get broadcast, like, on local news or anything like that, or even social media. Like, the only reason why I knew that I'm fortunate enough to hang around these brothers and hang around other people who provide things such as this. So, like, this is why I want to give y'all that shout out, period, point blank. Like, and I'm not the biggest person on, like, things like that, but I have to... like shout that shit out because it's dope. It's good for the city. Just that simple.
Hey man, we appreciate it. Good,
yeah, for sure.
All right, man. So let's go ahead and get into today's main topic. We're talking about spicy. So we're talking about our man Tory Lanez.
Okay.
And rather than me explain it, I'm gonna go ahead and play the audio for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
And then that way you guys can listen to it. And then what we'll do is we'll go ahead and give our reactions to it. So without further ado.
When it comes to women, it's like, I have this line with women. When they're like, yo, can you buy me this? Shorty, I thought you was up. You can't buy yourself that? If you can't buy yourself that, you can't fuck with a nigga in my tax bracket.
Oh, man. Where are these women?
Period. If you can't buy yourself a Gucci bag, you can't fuck with me in my tax bracket, if that's what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm scared. But luckily, I'm a down-to-earth. For a living.
But that's the thing. I'm a down-to-earth nigga. If short, if you come on some, I don't give a fuck about a Gucci bag. I'm not going to ask you for that shit. I'm not going to try you like that. But if you have the nerve to try me like I'm a trick and say, yo, give me this bag, I'm going to ask you, shorty, do you not have enough money to buy that bag? And if you don't fuck with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in other words, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, don't ask me for some shit that you can't afford yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I respect it. And I respect. Well, all right. Well, hold up. Go ahead.
No, I
respect it because, in an age of yo, we need equality and things of this nature, man. It's always expected for us to have the same or equal to our counterparts, and for them to just be there to just exist. And I mean, I kind of respect that. If I'm not here, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Facts.
If I was not here, what are you gonna do? Like,
facts.
I'm not at the end of the day, like, I'm not your father. I'm not guaranteed or responsible for taking care of you. Like, I'm not saying that I won't provide for my family or anything of that nature by any means, but what I'm saying is, yo, if I'm not here, like,
what else
you wouldn't be able to take care of yourself if I was not around. There's a problem with that with you as a grown human being.
And this is not for the majority of women that I'm about to say this about. Because I know some outstanding women.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
But there is a few that's out there. And for those few that are in my life or those that may be listening that can, you know, see anything negative with what Tory is saying, I'm going to put it out there like this. You have to bring more to the table than pussy.
Facts.
As simple as that.
Because there's 7.8 billion people in the world and majority of them are women.
Like, and it ain't even that. It's like, don't think that you're entitled to shit because you have a pussy. Because you are a woman. Don't think that, you know what I'm saying, that my love or our relationship is predicated on my wallet.
Facts.
First off, it's a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to him, Rex.
Like, it's a gift. So whatever the fuck I feel like is a gift from me, it's because of something that I, you know what I'm saying, want to give to you. You know what I'm saying? But when you come and you asking for shit, then that's why I'm like, I gotta pump the brakes and be like, yo, what the fuck is really going on? You feel me? Because it's a gift. So it ain't even nothing that you should be fucking expecting. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you, that's your thing, you know what I'm saying? If you got niggas that break the bag open and, you know what I'm saying, niggas that's got that bag and they will spend it on you, you know what I'm saying? By all means, go ahead and do what you do. There's some, it's some willy lumps out here. Some niggas that, you know what I'm saying, that's the only way they can motherfucking get a woman is, you know what I'm saying, opening up their wallets. But for the majority of men and the majority of women, that shit don't hold true. But like I said, don't fucking think that just because you a woman, you entitled to, like, motherfuckers opening their bank accounts and spending all their bread on you. Like, absolutely not. That ain't how none of this shit works. So, I mean, man, just you gotta do more than just, you know what I'm saying, bring pussy to the table. And that's pretty much in a nutshell. I agree 100% what Tory's talking about. Like, don't ask nobody for nothing you can't afford to get yourself. And I'm a type of dude that shit, I don't even ask people for shit just because of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want nobody to feel like I owe them anything or anything I fucking want, you know what I'm saying, I can fucking get it myself, you feel me?
Facts.
Like, if I can't get it, then it just ain't fucking meant for me to have at that point.
Period.
Either I gotta save, for that motherfucker, or I just get that motherfucker when I get, you know what I'm saying, get the bread or whatever. But if I can't afford to buy that shit just ain't gonna happen in my life. I'm not finna fucking, I wish I would ask a motherfucker to be like, man, can you buy me such and such, ooh, off the chop? Buy me these Apple ear pods or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even tell motherfuckers what I want for Christmas. Yeah. It's like, because that's not even the point of the season. Mm-hmm. Point of the season is about gifting. It's not about asking a motherfucker to buy you something and then they go and get that shit. Like, if you want to give me a gift for Christmas, that's cool. If you don't, I respect that too. But you know what I'm saying? My motherfucking holidays, it ain't gonna be make or break because a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, you know, don't give me what I want.
Facts.
Because what I want, I should be able to buy my motherfucking self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And if I can't, then shit, we just gonna.
It ain't even fucking meant to be. Shit.
That's what I meant.
My thing about it's always weird because we say one thing on one end, we want people to be equal and all this other stuff. But like, if a man was to ask a woman for something like that, they would feel almost disrespected or, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, what? So that's why I don't feel like a woman should just ask, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, if a guy is, if that's what he's doing, he's tricking on you, that's how he came at you from day one, hey, get your bag, sis.
Get your bag.
Do whatever you need to do. But like, if it's just like a mutual thing and y'all just been kicking it and then you just come out the blue like, oh, I really like this Gucci bag, I think you should buy it, like, why are you asking me to buy it? Like, why don't you go get it?
Oh, you can't afford it? Like, what's good? Like,
so that's the other thing on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just like y'all just giving each other gifts and it's mutual and it's one thing, like, all right, I buy you dope gifts, you buy me dope gifts, I fuck with that. That's cool because that's what y'all established.
Yeah.
But when you start asking for things that you know either A, you don't have, so you ask me for a Gucci bag, but you shop at Michael Kors. So you want me to upgrade your taste again? You know what I'm saying? If I got it, you know what I'm saying, that's one thing, and I'm just like, all right, let me do it willy nilly. But for you to request it, that's a whole different ball game. Now it's like, so you can't get it for yourself. So you're like, okay, well, you can get it, and then, you know what I'm saying, I'll save my money.
I'd be like, oh, you want me to get your Gucci bag? Let me see your other Gucci bags.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah, you ain't got one, so I'm supposed to be your motherfucking upgrade, huh? Fuck out
of
here, man.
Quote of the day, man. Don't have Gucci taste on a Michael Kors budget.
That's a fact. Right?
Hey, yo.
And low key.
Hey, yo.
Funny as fuck. Hey. I don't have no low keys, but that's funny as fuck.
I mean, again, if I got it and I say, yo, I'm going to do this or I just upgrade, whatever, that's cool. But like you said, you know what I'm saying, don't come to me. Like, you know what I'm saying, you're driving a Honda, you like, oh, I want this range.
I want this range, though.
Come on now.
I want the range.
Now you're looking at me like I'm your cash cow, you know what I'm saying?
And then get offended when I don't get it. Like, yo, what?
Oh, I couldn't get the range, but I got this little Jeep Cherokee for you. I ain't want no Jeep Cherokee. I wanted a range.
Right.
It's better than your Honda. Honda that you had. Like,
what you mean?
So I say, yeah, definitely be grateful for whatever anybody ever does for you, period. I mean, that's the thing, because this money is something that we take, I think a lot of people take it for granted, you know what I'm saying, just because half of us, especially in the black community, probably didn't grow up with half the stuff that we got now because we made the decision to be like, all right, well, I got to do better than my parents, or I got to do better than, facts, you know what I'm saying, how I was raised, so I can get the things that I want,
facts,
even though it may not be us living to, you know what I'm saying, as high as we want to at the moment, but we still doing damn good to put food on our table, make sure we have all the luxury things that we want. And then, like I said, for someone else to just be like, oh, you need to do this for me too. Nah, that ain't cool.
It ain't happening, Chief. Tighten up, youngin.
Oh, God. Tighten up, youngin.
And this is what I want to say once again, because, you know, some people out there in radio land have selective hearing. They hear what the fuck they want to hear. Mm-hmm. So,
and no, not radio land, just real fucking life.
Real
too.
Life.
Real life.
We talk, I'm talking to everybody that's within the ear, you know what I'm saying, within the ear of this podcast, because I know some of you motherfuckers will hear what you want to hear. There's somebody out there that they heard that we talking about Tory Lanez, and they are listening triggered, and they're listening to respond. They're not listening to hear.
Facts.
They already. Let me say it one more time.
I say that shit all the time.
They're listening to respond, mm-hmm. but not listening to hear.
Yeah.
So they already tuned out every fucking thing everything that we said for the last mm-hmm. 10 minutes because they already got a response made mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. So if you're still listening, mm-hmm. let mm-hmm. me be clear with you.
100% clear.
The one thing that you are forgetting is this is a gift. Mm-hmm. A gift doesn't have a minimum monetary value. If a motherfucker wants to give you a gift, and this is men and women, so don't feel triggered. If a motherfucker wants to give you a gift, be appreciative of it and take the gift. Don't just be like, oh, it's not what I want. This mm-hmm, is, you know what I'm saying, not good enough or some shit like that. Like, I tell people all the time, like,
I've accepted many a gift that I did not
want. Accepted many a gift.
I've worn many a clothes that I know didn't fit with my steez.
I tell people all the time. I tell my mom this to her face. My mom is one of the worst gift givers there are in the history of existence.
Yeah.
I can literally say, Mom, don't worry about it. I don't need that. Like, I'll tell you one thing. She wanted to, for Christmas, she's asking me, what do I want? I said, Mom, it doesn't matter. You know, if I want it, I'll get it myself. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, let me go ahead and get you this thing for your car. That way, in case your car ever breaks down, you can jump your car or whatever it is. I was like, Mom, I got AAA. She's like, well, what about you? It's going to be cold in Ohio. And you know what I'm saying? And you might need it or whatever
Chicago,
like
what
that.
You mean?
Exactly. So I'm like, don't worry about it. I was like, Mom, you know what? Whatever you want to give me, I appreciate it.
Facts.
Like, my mom, if you went to my birthday this year, I had on a onesie. Because I threw a pajama party. I had on a onesie with a hoodie on it. Guess who got me that onesie?
Mama Beck.
Mama Beck got me that damn onesie. I ain't never wore it before. Probably ain't going to ever wear it again. But, hey, that gift came in handy when I wanted to throw the pajama jammy jam.
It did.
But it was a gift. It's what she wanted to give me. Imagine if I go back and tell my mom, you know what? Like, nah, like, this ain't good enough. Or, you know what I'm saying?
That'd be trash as fuck.
And I'm expecting to get smacked in my mouth.
Right.
No, punch in the chest.
And I came from humble motherfucking beginnings. Like, when motherfuckers was rocking Jordans, mm-hmm. my nigga, I had the Spaldings.
Man.
When Jordan had the jump, man, I had a nigga doing a two-hand slam on the side of my shoe. You feel me?
Oh, you had the Shaqs.
You know what I'm saying? No, it wasn't Shaq. It was another nigga. Shaq it was Spalding, nigga. No,
Shaq was definitely Shaq out.
Shaq was definitely out.
Had the Shaq shoe.
But it wasn't Shaq.
It was Earl Manigault.
You told me. That was when Shaq was with Reebok.
These niggas arguing about what I got for Christmas. Like, I'm
first, like Shaq, that was when Shaq was with Reebok, though.
Yeah, first off, this nigga said Earl Manigault. First off, definitely y'all niggas like, hands. Earl Manigault never even made it to fucking college. That nigga was a
New York legend.
Crackhead. Like, what the fuck?
New York legend.
What? Earl was clucked out.
Hey, Earl was clucked out. I mean, he's on heroin, but still, though, the crackhead was better because
he's a semi-injection.
Yo, matter of fact, I need to find that movie on HBO. That was random as fuck. I gotta find it though, cause that Don Cheadle.
But
that was Don Cheadle on it.
Like I say, I came from humble fucking beginnings. Like, trust me, you think I wanted to motherfucking show up after Christmas break? Niggas got they fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, nah, yeah.
Jordans on. They got the fresh white and black motherfucking Jordans on. Especially when the Concourse came out. Oh, nigga, yeah. I got these white and black Spaldings on, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting.
You was the nigga.
I was getting roasted.
You was the nigga on them memes, nigga. Like, nah, mom, these ain't Jordans, nigga.
The guy was
he's the team Jones.
Yeah. Definitely. But I mean, I came from humble fucking beginnings, and I just learned to appreciate the fact that she didn't have to get me shit.
She ain't had to get you shit.
She ain't had to get me shit. And I could have been walking the motherfuckers with the same shoes I walked in when I first started school in goddamn October, September.
Facts.
You feel me? But I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make this shit do what it do because I knew one day, goddamn it, I'm gonna be buying my own goddamn Jordans or whatever the fuck.
Whatever the fuck
you want. Whatever the fuck I want to. But it was a gift and I appreciated that.
Facts.
Like I said, if I was to go and tell my mom, you know what, mom, like, nah, I don't even want these. Man, I guarantee you she wouldn't have bought me shit for a year. Nigga, she would have bought me food to eat, but nigga, I would have been motherfucking had no clothes for a year. I would have been that motherfucker 12 years old, motherfucking looking like a bum, because mom, man, I can't go out and make my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Would have been a fucking bum. Like, y'all gotta relax on putting these fucking demands on shit.
Yeah.
If you want this shit, go get it yourself. And if a motherfucker gets you a gift and appreciate it and take it for a gift, even if it's something you don't even motherfucking want, like them pajamas, hey, it's a gift. Because she didn't have to get me shit.
Nah, you I feel definitely me? Agree, man.
Like, so people, women, men in general, like, be appreciative of the fact that somebody thought about you to get you something. Mm-hmm. And if it's not what you want and you got motherfucking ways to make your own money, legally and illegally, that's not for me to talk about, then go get that shit yourself. Mm-hmm. But never depend on another motherfucker to get you what you want.
And if you go get it on your own, I think that's even more turn on for a guy to be like, okay, damn, like, she bust her ass for that, you know what I'm saying? That allowed me to be more comfortable being like,
it means so much more when you thug for it.
Yeah, like, all right, well, Jim, you got that, boom, I'll get you one too. You know what I'm saying? Or, all right, that is let me know, like, you know what I'm saying, where your head at. Like, okay, like, damn, like, she really worked her ass off, so she wanted that. Okay, what's your next goal? Mm-hmm. So then we can be like, all right, well, here, how can I help you with that?
Let's talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing that I think people really got to start to acknowledge is, you know what I'm saying, you have to be able to do for yourself before you just expect somebody to do for you, because most of the time, motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you.
Most of the time, motherfuckers ain't got their goals up.
That's also very true.
No, they ain't got their goals. Their goal is to find a nigga that's got that bag. That they got their shit misconstrued.
That's right.
They got the game fucked up. That's what it is. It ain't that they ain't got goals. Everybody got goals and admirations and dreams and shit. But these motherfuckers want to put on that motherfucker. I'm just going to find a motherfucker that's got a bag. Mm-hmm. So I ain't got to do the work that he's already done to get his bag. And that motherfucker may just came into some money. Whatever the case is, they trying to make their life easier. No. I had to work for my shit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, I stayed in the motherfucking, I lost my crib. I was homeless, motherfucker, my freshman year of goddamn college. I lost my crib. My parents lost the motherfucking crib. I was homeless for a couple of weeks until they got their own motherfucking, they got their own motherfucking spot that I could fucking, you know what I'm saying, come back home to and shit. Like, I had to work for every fucking thing that I got. That ain't necessarily saying that I'm not going to treat a motherfucker if, you know what I'm saying, I got it. If I got it, it's yours, and I care about you, it's yours. I'm the most giving person, one of the most giving people I know. You know what I'm saying? But if you come and you going to try to tell me what the fuck I'm going to give you, that's when you got me fucked up. Or as the great Leon say,
You got me fucked up.
Like, fuck out of here with that. Like, miss me with all that shit. Like, you ain't about to put no goddamn demands on my motherfucking wallet, and your ass ain't getting up at 9 o'clock in the goddamn morning dealing with all them crazy ass people that ain't gonna say my job. Niggas start showing up and shit. Like, nah, for real though, like, it's a gift. This is the season of giving. We're going into the holiday season. It's the season of giving. A motherfucker ain't gotta give you shit. Best believe I'm about to be walking past all them goddamn Salvation Army people with the bail change. I ain't giving them shit. Cause I don't know where the fuck my money going. If I'm out in the streets and I'm, you know what I'm saying, at the Capitol Drive and we got turkeys and I'm out there personally handing them turkeys out to people that need them, I know where my motherfucking money going.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be scared to give a motherfucking nigga to ask me money on the street because I think 9 times out of 10 the motherfuckers gonna go buy drugs with it.
Fact.
You feel me? I always tell them when they ask me for money, I'll be like, yo, I'll buy you something to eat. They be like, nah. I'll be like, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. This is what you, don't be lying to me talking about you.
I always do that. Like, I am a person who, whenever that, random as fuck, I don't know where that came from, but it doesn't matter. I'm on my own show. When somebody asks for that shit, Like, I'll be like, all right, let's go get some food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm for that. I'm always for that shit. Like, don't tell me what I'm going to do with my own money.
Right.
I.e., don't tell me what I need to do with money. If you want, all right, you want this Gucci bag, or you want these fucking Gucci loafers, but can you afford this shit?
You have Gucci money though?
Like you said,
you got McDonald's money.
Gucci money, but you on a fucking Michael Kors diet, like whatever the fuck it is. Like you can't tell me
you got Gucci taste on a Michael Kors diet. Fuck out of here.
You can't tell me what the fuck I'm gonna do. Like if I want to buy you these, I'm gonna buy you these. Yeah. Like if nigga, if these motherfucking Sacconis, nigga, you about to take these fucking Sacconis?
I want some motherfucking Sacconis
and be fresh with that bitch because hey, you gotta match my fresh at the end of the day.
Low key. When you said that shit, you know what the motherfucker, you know what came to mind when you said that shit? What? Remember motherfucking Friday when Debo came up, you know what I'm saying, on the bike and shit?
Yeah.
And he was like, man, you got money. He's like, yeah, but I want to spend red money.
Yeah.
That's how the fuck they want to sound do. Like, yeah, like, oh, right, you got money? Facts. No, I want to spend your money.
Facts.
Fuck out of here.
You shorties be bullying niggas, man.
Straight bully.
Straight you bully
know,
ball.
You know what, though? It's our fault because we allow that shit.
Who?
We allow it sometimes.
It's some movies out
here. Listen.
That include we.
No, all right. I'm saying we as men.
All
right. We as a gender, we do allow that shit from time to time, though. And it's off because it's like what will happen is, once again, we had this conversation off air. Like, a young lady will deal with somebody who has the means to be able to do shit at 9 a.m. in the morning when a nigga like me gotta be at work
making
at
the same 9 pay this nigga
and make the same pay as that nigga though. But they have the luxury and they have the flexibility to do those set things. Mm-hmm. So they set those type of standards that I can't live up to. But at the end of the day, I can still afford whatever the fuck he gives you. Plus, I can do that.
Plus,
I gotta worry about the motherfucking feds kicking down my door.
Plus, I can put you on this insurance plan. Yeah. Plus, I can make sure that you good with your gynecology. Never mind. Let me get
that pH balance
man,
right.
Listen, bro. Yeah. Like I can make sure
ladies.
Listen, I can make sure your shit
drink
is cool
water.
Because of the fact that I got you on my insurance and your shit's gonna be covered at 100% because of my preventative care. But that's beside the point. I'm going on a tangent. Let me go back to my phone.
Yo, all right. The show.
Man, Dre, you got anything, man, before we wrap it up, man?
Tighten up, youngin.
It is.
At the end of the day, you gotta tighten up, youngin. I mean, it's just like, just know who you are and what you stand for.
Know your means.
And a lot of people, like I said earlier, man, if a guy wants to do that off rip.
Yeah.
Hey, that's so
he gonna do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But don't expect the next man.
Yeah, don't expect everybody to be the same and just want to spend money off rip. Because even a rich man, like, Tory Lanez has money. But if he's saying that, you know what I'm saying?
So that,
I'm sure he has ran into a lot of females that are like, okay, so Tory, what you gonna do for me? Like, nothing? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and that's what he said. He's like, you're not in my tax bracket. Yeah. Like, you probably don't pay the same. Like, what I pay in taxes is what you probably make in a fucking year.
And the thing is, like, especially when it comes to even, like, sex and stuff like that, a lot of women want people to give them something for sex. And it's like, you know, there's people out here doing this shit for free, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, facts.
I don't have to give you nothing. Like, and, you know, you're out here doing this for free. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Talking about
like,
this OnlyFans shit, man.
OnlyFans shit is fucking, first off, it's fucking hilarious. Like, I would never, ever in my life be able to be like, you know what? Let me go ahead and pay this $6.99 and be like, I want to see your panties or whatever the case may be because you already put that shit on there. I can go back like 14 weeks. And see that shit for the free ski.
For the free. So call me naive. I just only found out what OnlyFans was like 2 weeks ago.
Let's not be naive because it never hit your radar.
It didn't.
Like, so that's not being naive.
I got put on one of my employees. Like, long story, I got to tell y'all off air for confidentiality reasons. But I was like, the fuck? Like,
it's
motherfuckers out here like.
No, they really
HR
sell. They
is listening.
Yeah, my nigga. No, they out there selling their box for real.
Yeah.
For $6.99.
For
a motherfucking
my nigga,
two piece and a motherfucking biscuit. Well,
my nigga got
and
the,
a drink.
My nigga must got the coupon because he was paying $4.99.
Hey, so first off,
he got the Hulu spicy chicken.
My nigga out here with a fucking big box from fucking Wendy's and shit like that. You feel me? The $5 box joint. Right. You feel me? Like that's if ladies,
this nigga get a 4 for $4, but he out here buying box. Are
there
you
it is.
Kidding me?
He ain't even buying a box.
He's not buying a box.
He's buying the
box. You the box. You feel me? Like
He's going to
the red light district.
I'm gonna go back to the beginning of the show where we had free game. Ladies, pipe down, youngin. Because y'all out here selling these y'all chicken tenders for undervalued. You feel me? Like, you out here thinking your shit is spicy processed chicken.
It is, like, hella processed.
Listen, and I can go to motherfucking Aldi and get that shit for the cheaper. Mm-hmm. Y'all, listen, man. Y'all got to chill out. Y'all got to quit doing this.
I mean, I also think that, like, I mean, basically, it's just who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
the caliber of person that you are.
In the same sense, yeah, because I know hella women out here that got bread and I would never ask a nigga for nothing.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you respect that. Respect. You know what I'm saying? It's like, a lot of times, those are the women that kind of, like, men are intimidated by them, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm, men don't know how to go approach about them. Yeah. You mm-hmm know what I'm saying? Because they don't need your money. So now what else you got to offer?
So maybe it could be based off of the type of caliber person that they deal with. Probably the place that they be
at. Where you find them. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, y'all gotta tighten up.
On God. I mean, it's just a simple fact.
On God.
Know who you fucking with. I mean,
tighten up.
That's really all it is. Like I said, if I see somebody out, I know they been messing with the drug dealers their whole life, and you know what I'm saying? I know my mindset ain't where they need, you know, we ain't gonna match up. I'm passing on it. I don't give a fuck how cute she is. Like I said, her thought is, you know what I'm saying, get everything from this nigga and get out. I ain't with that. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a pass. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go a different route. You know what I mean?
Facts.
You gotta respect that.
You got to.
She has to respect that.
For real, I'm gonna be honest. You really don't have no choice but to respect it. There's no way around it, because if I tell you what it is, it's what it is.
Pretty much.
I mean,
No.
We talked about that earlier, though. Like, you a lot of motherfuckers ain't gonna respect it.
But at the end of the day, then they not for you.
That's facts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We in agreement. I'm just saying, from a realistic standpoint,
facts.
A lot of motherfuckers are gonna say nah.
And you know what? I'm cool with your nah.
You know, word to my nigga Camry from BH, man. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm cool with that. Like, hey. But and I'm super good with a good nah. All right, cool. You say nah, cool. Mm-hmm. Say less.
Say less, man. I hope we ruffle some of y'all fellas. I hope y'all mad.
But fuck. I'm going to be honest, though. We haven't really ruffled anyone's feathers. Because a lot of young ladies really fuck with the fuck with. Because they don't get our perspective sometimes.
Yeah.
And they, I'm putting this in air quotes, they want to think like a man. So they think they know what we're talking about.
Right. Here it is, though.
Fuck out of
you
here.
Know what? I just remembered.
Hey, nah, fuck
nah,
that.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I just remembered. I pulled a Dre and I actually put this on my social media. I did ask this question. So we got a here's some response from a couple of people that's out there. We got some agrees. Women shouldn't be asking for gifts, period.
Mm-hmm.
Get it yourself or wait for him to willingly gift it. That was mm-hmm from a woman.
See?
I agree with her. Not asking for nothing that I wouldn't buy for myself.
See?
Another woman. Another woman says, men in this generation are so obsessed without having quid pro quo relationships.
That sounds like some sexual harassment shit. So she needs to talk to HR.
Right. But yeah, most of it's like, yeah, here's another one. This was talking about Tory. Did he have the same energy before he was famous and had money? I don't think fucking
that's a mindset.
I don't
man
think it has anything to do with him having a bag or not. Like, a motherfucker that's making $30,000 is gonna be like, don't fucking ask me to buy some shit that you can get your goddamn self. Like, it don't matter. Like,
it's not to say that I wouldn't buy it for you as a gift. Yeah. It's just saying, like, yo, but can you do this for yourself?
Can you afford this,
though? Yeah. Like,
and I think that's the main thing that he was trying to say is like, I think of course, like, I can buy you these. Because let's keep it all a buck here. Like, we all know how much Gucci costs. Like, Gucci loafers by itself, if you're talking about the fur or just like the regular leather is between $600-$700.
Right.
The one with the fur, that's the mules, those is $900. And then you got some ones that's $1,200. Like,
hey, just so y'all know, y'all talking to a real Detroit player right there. I'm listening to a real Detroit player right there.
Like, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, so you can definitely you can venture off into the Gucci bag if you really want to keep it a buck. But at the end of the day, are you willing to sacrifice whatever the fuck you're trying to do in order to buy these things? Tory don't have to sacrifice this shit. No. He makes that shit a fucking show. He makes that shit a fucking second.
But and y'all just want it for the name, man. Y'all want it for the name. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to keep it a bean. I have Gucci's. I have all that expensive shit, all the name brands, one of each at least. That shit ain't even comfortable nor cute.
Not always. Yeah, it's not.
You feel me? Like,
if you swaggy, but it's like swaggy. That's it.
I got, yeah, it's swaggy, but like, I got Gucci's that like sit in the fucking closet collecting dust because they got like my Kohans.
Yeah, exactly. That, but I don't think people understand that though. That'd be the thing though. They keep it honest. But, like you said, they like it because of the name. That's it.
Someone great once said, man. Fashion fades. Style is forever.
That's a fact.
For sure.
That's a fact.
All right, now.
Let's get into these questions,
that
though.
That was a good motherfucking way to go into our questions.
Yeah.
As always, if you do have questions, hit up on our social media. Going to get a couple of posts that we've seen on the internet going along, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap this shit up. So I'm going to pose this one to our guest. First off, so I'm going to read a scenario.
What up?
And it's been going down. This one is a little bit more divisive than our previous topic, so I definitely want to get your input on this one. So this regards a married couple, Keith and Tamika. They have recently been married. Tamika is a neurosurgeon and earns about $400,000 a year. Keith is a manager at Finish Line and earns $44,000 a year. Side note, what they didn't put in here is my nigga Keith get the discounts on the shoes.
Fact, right, though. Fact, that was the first thing I was thinking. That account,
the first thing I thought about, like, my nigga is the plug. He is the plug.
Right. That's number one.
But go, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So after the wedding that she paid for,
go forth.
Keith moves into Tamika's house.
Okay.
Okay.
They got shoes for life.
Tamika buys him a new Lexus to replace his old Honda Accord.
That's cool.
And she even pays for a 2-week honeymoon to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keith loves Tamika with all his heart and vice versa.
Yeah.
And they are happy together.
Yeah.
But all of Tamika's family and friends say she's stupid as fuck.
Okay.
Since Keith is the man, is there a problem with their financial arrangement? If they're in love, does money make them unequally yoked? If there's a difference.
Firstly, this was oop to me. So I will say, I don't think finances necessarily, well, I won't say this is not all the time. Finances don't make you equally yoked. Because either one of y'all could both be broke as shit and still be the best for each other.
Absolutely.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? So your relationship is your relationship. And honestly, fuck her family and friends because they don't mean shit to their relationship.
Why they in her bag?
Exactly. Like, 9 times out of 10, they probably single anyway. So, you know what I'm saying?
That could be a whole ass topic. Matter of fact, that might be free game for next week. Why are you taking advice from your single friends? But I digress.
But I digress.
Keep going.
Yeah. You feel me? So, I mean, I don't think that is the best advice in the first place, man. Yeah. But and then it's disrespectful to even call somebody dumb as fuck when they are clearly happy and in love, man. And that's somebody that you claim to care so much about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you should be happy for them in whatever situation they're in. And if they're gifting somebody something, that's what they want to do. If their financial situation is set up to where this nigga can't buy her a Lexus, how the fuck is it going to happen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is who, you can't choose who you fall in love with.
You can't.
It's something that I was told somewhere down the line in this, you know what I'm saying? These niggas like to call me a baby and shit, but you know what I'm saying? But in my young years of life, man, but
no,
I don't know, man. I think that fuck them, you know what I'm saying? Live their life, man. Prosper as they choose to.
No, that's real as fuck because I literally had this conversation with a patron at the bar the other day. It was like, just because like...
Our bar, by the way.
Just because 890 Oak Street.
Yeah.
Just because you are in love with somebody or that you care for somebody, why does anyone else need to? Why does it even matter what someone else thinks?
Right.
Like regardless of like what your situation is with said person, like you need to be happy with yourself because at the end of the day, when you wake up and look in the mirror, you don't see that other person.
And you don't go to bed with your family and friends.
You see yourself. Like, you have to be happy with oneself. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're happy, then they should be content to your happiness. Like, if they not, then they not really for you. They not a champion of you. Make sure someone's a champion of you at the end of the day.
Everybody puts their own personal expectations on someone else when in all actuality, their reality has nothing to do with their own expectations.
Old saying, what you eat don't make me shit.
Man. Facts.
You just hit a word with that one, Leon, because that's actually what our sermon was about today at church. Was about watch who you share your goals with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
I forget what Pastor Lancaster said, and forgive me for not knowing right off the bat, but it was pretty much just like you can't share information with everybody because everybody don't have your best interest at heart. They got theirs in heart.
The vision's on.
You know
mind.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Two things, and I forgot one of them that quick, but two things that came to me when I was reading this. One is, if the tables were reversed, mm-hmm. nobody would have a fucking problem with it.
Right. They wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. If it was a man that was making $400,000 mm-hmm. and a woman was making $44,000, nobody would have a problem. It wouldn't be a problem. Well, her friends would be like, girl, you got one.
Yeah.
You good. You got one. You set for life. He done bought you a Lexus. He done took you on a honeymoon. You know what I'm saying? He done moved you in his crib. You got one. Yeah. You good. But
it would turn to a niggas ain't shit moment.
Right. But now that it's flipped, now it's niggas ain't shit.
Well, it would still be a niggas ain't shit moment for everybody else's niggas because their niggas not doing what her niggas
is. Yeah, it's like, Keith, you know what I'm saying, is a neurosurgeon. Keith, you know what I'm saying, doing XYZ and all this shit.
$400,000 a year. My nigga ain't shit. He ain't making blah, blah, blah.
And I forgot. I remember what the second one was real quick, and then we go ahead and get it to Dre. Remember what the second one was. I think there's a big myth. Mm-hmm. That people think that men, and this is more so with women, men have a problem if their woman makes more than them. Let me be the first to tell you, we don't give a fuck. We don't. I'll tell you right now from jump.
Most. I ain't going to say all.
A lot.
We can't be all inclusive and say 100%.
No, you're right.
I speak for the majority, not for everybody in whole, but I speak for the majority. Most dudes don't give a fuck if their woman has a bigger bag than them. Like, I tell you right now, I have a good job. When I was married, my wife had a bigger bag than me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? I never once was intimidated by it. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it was like whatever she brought to the household made our household better. Whatever mm-hmm. I brought to the household made our household better. It's when you are in a relationship, when you start thinking about shit individually, or you're trying to get in competition with your mate, is where you fuck up. That's where the fucked up part about it comes. Like, if they are happy, we ain't got no problem, you know what I'm saying what the fuck makes them happy. First and foremost. And secondly, I would kind of say they need to shut the fuck up because their friends shouldn't know what the fuck they making. Your friends shouldn't know I'm bringing home $400,000 a year. And you damn sure shouldn't know that my mate is bringing $44,000 a year. You shouldn't even know that shit. So they should shut the fuck up anyway. Mm-hmm. And shouldn't be knowing if I bought him a Lexus or if he bought that shit himself, he leasing it. It ain't their motherfucking business.
At all.
Cause that's what they judging. Cause y'all keeping y'all motherfucking mouths open. Y'all need to shut the fuck up.
Whole time and, ain't and got
keep,
no car.
Right. And keep what, you know what I'm saying, what y'all going on in your household and your household. That's why motherfuckers think you stupid. Cause you stupid enough to tell them what the fuck's going on in your household. That's when you letting all these other motherfucking energies come in that's fucking up your clarity between you and yours.
Wow.
But Dre, go ahead. I'm gonna get off my mantle.
No, I used to say, yeah, a lot of it is people being in other people's business, first of all. That ain't cool. Just mind your business. I mean, if they married, technically they're one.
Yeah.
So, Tamika and I don't know buddy's name. Keith. Look like they make $445,000.
That's what I heard. I heard that. So, for sure. I mean, that's what I heard.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying. At that point, it's like y'all just need to mind y'all business. If you know what I'm saying, he playing her. If he doing whatever, she decided to marry this man for a reason. He decided to marry her for a reason. So it is what it is. Now, as Darius said. A lot of men don't care about if a woman makes more than them. It's an ego thing for the most part. But mm-hmm. again, once you get to a certain point in your life, it's like, okay, I can provide for her. She can provide for me. But at a certain point, if you guys are married, then it's a time that, okay, we're in this together. So if that money is being used to buy a car, then it's both of y'all money. So who cares? And plus, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what his aspirations or dreams are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people just take it as, okay, let's say, I'll give a prime example here. Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy was
out. Lawrence
Hive.
But yeah, yeah. Buddy, Buddy was out of work for a minute. You know what I'm saying? He was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, my nigga, like, what you doing? But he didn't find anything, and he was not trying to settle, which, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you got to settle, but other times you feel like, hey, I did all this work in college to try to get this degree. I want to work in my field.
Facts. Especially in IT, which he was in.
Yep,
so.
Yep. So he eventually got that new job.
How he feels.
And now, you know what I'm saying, he up again. Now, Issa wanted to come back. You know what I'm saying? Now he like,
to the down the street, and all the shorties are on the corner, so I can't promise you when you come back, you're going to be the only one trying to be the only one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, now it's weird because, you know what I'm saying, I'm up and you trying to come back. It's like, okay, so do I go back to that? Do I, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm just going into a sense of, you don't know what his passion is. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying, until you find that place of me being happy at what I do,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like teachers. I say this all the time. Like, teachers, we all know they don't make a shit ton of money, but a lot of people have passion in teaching kids. So who am I to say, okay, well, your job's like, your passion's not good enough because you don't make enough money. You know, so his passion could be shoes. What if he's trying to get that knowledge from them to end up open up his own sneaker store or open up his own online boutique? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was be like, you don't know everybody's story. You know what I'm saying? That little snippet ain't going to give you enough to be like, oh, yeah, nah, he's trash. And he loved a woman. They clearly said he loved her, so
right.
That's
they
all
love
that matters.
Each other.
They love each other.
It doesn't matter.
But everybody else's energy is in there, and now it's a
everybody else's energy is in the
misery
money.
Loves company.
Right. You're going to fuck around. You're going to fuck around, whatever your blessing. Name is, and fuck around listening to your friends. And then you're going to be single and miserable with your motherfucking friends, reminiscing about the
what
good
you
times
could've.
Y'all had because, because you let other motherfuckers in your circle, in your cipher, in your energy fuck up your happy home. And this shit happens.
Happens so
intentionally,
much.
Intentionally or unintentionally, when you let all those negative energies influence a relationship between you and your mate. And this can be a relationship, this can be a friendship, or whatever the case is, intentionally or unintentionally, when you let all those negative energies into that space, it's only going to be a matter of time before that energy affects you.
Facts.
That's like, what is it like, the five closest people to you, that's who you'll just be like? It's like, if these motherfuckers, you got five friends and they all negative, how you going to tell me you
fuck?
Positive?
Yeah, facts.
How?
Yeah.
How? How you gonna do that?
You can't. It's not possible. Like, and don't allow things that you see. Don't let these fairy tales kill your perspective on how your life should be or relationship should be with that person.
Love and hip hop is fake.
Facts. Listen, these fairy tales that Disney put out on Disney Plus. Shout out to Verizon.
They're actors.
They actors.
They get paid to do that.
Just let y'all know that. But shout out to Verizon though.
That's something I do want to get into. I keep pushing it back. We supposed to talk about it last week. We supposed to talk about it this week, but we ain't got time. So fuck it. We're talking about just why do we continuously support these shows that exploit Black people fighting, things like Love and Hip Hop, Housewives, shit like that. Like, why do we continue? Like we're so trying to be pro-Black, and we're so trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to go see Harriet because, you know what I'm saying, the actress that portrayed it has some negative remarks to say about African Americans. She herself, even though she's Black, she's not an African American. They just came out with some recent news that this was supposed to be 25 years in the making, and back in 94 when the playwright was just when the script was just was being written, I should say, that these motherfuckers wanted Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Woman, for you motherfuckers that don't know who Julia Roberts is, or a white woman, per se, to play Harriet Tubman. You know
which
what I'm saying?
Wild as fuck,
which is wild as fuck. And one of the playwrights
is it though? For Hollywood?
One of the playwrights.
They whitewash everything.
But you got to think about it. Harriet Tubman has been a staple of
That's Black facts. History Month for many of decades, many of centuries.
No, that's facts.
Like so,
but it's Hollywood.
No, you're right.
That's Hollywood. That's about white.
I mean, the last samurai was Tom Cruise.
You know what I'm saying?
The last samurai was a white man. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah, like, yeah. But yeah, they motherfuckers. The playwrights.
Hey, but they hate the fact that Little Mermaid, a fictional character, is about to be played by a black woman.
Oh, they mad as fuck.
I ain't tripping on that though.
But I just wanted to bring it up. I know we were talking about that. We were talking about how, you know, that shit is scripted, which duh, it absolutely is. And I told motherfuckers that the longest time ago, and motherfuckers don't want to believe me. They really think that shit is real. Like, I know a show that was filmed in Chicago. I don't want to say no names or whatever, but wind up visiting the spot that it was filmed at, and these motherfuckers getting along like me and Dre and Leon get along. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they laughing, chuckling it up, buying drinks, everything like that, whatever, walk the chop. But when they on TV, they got to play this role. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey.
I need to talk about
it. It has to be.
Right. I already know.
Yeah, there's only one in Chicago, so yeah.
Like,
so.
And it's reality, too.
Yeah,
like,
it's absolutely. Yeah, about, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, so.
Hey, yo, shout out to my guy from the New York window. He just, all right. Gotta give it away.
Never mind. Niggas should already know what you're talking about right now. So.
But if you left, even though they don't, it's just like, everybody not smart, though. Even though the shit is scripted, but like, you watch that shit, and that shit will affect. I truly believe you watch that shit would affect you eventually. Because you think that everybody fucking cheats, that you can't get along with women. If you're a woman, you can't get along with other women, that women are catty, and all type of other shit that they portray on TV constantly that is always reinforced continuously by those stereotypes. And the shit is bogus in my opinion. That's why I don't watch that shit. But I just want to be like, why do we continuously watch that shit? Is it just because it's reality TV? Is it because it's good? We ain't got shit else to watch on TV. First off, the shit is horrible. This shit is not good. Needs to be bored. Yeah, but then,
I don't watch none of that shit. Man,
can't tell you last time I watched any of that shit.
No, I don't watch none of that shit. I don't want to watch none of those.
Yeah.
I don't watch none of the slave movies no more.
I'm like, tired of fucking slave. Man, like, for I swear what? To
it's
God.
A new slave movie come out every fucking year. For what?
And I ain't never been a slave, so I can't tell you.
But I mean, like, we know,
I mean,
we heard.
We know we can't be fucking slavery.
We know, and we heard all the stories about slavery. At this point, why we keep running back and sitting there watching our oppression because over and
I wouldn't
over
even
and
be
over.
Big but mad the, when you the tell thing them you is, don't want to support shit.
I wouldn't even say that, man. They just tell the same exact slave stories.
That's
over
what I'm saying.
And
we know
over,
the
man.
Same thing. We know right. What happened.
In Black slaves history, there's took, so many beat, motherfuckers that got, you could tap into.
Come on. Like, we know everything about all of the slaves. Like,
we still ain't got a Massa Musa movie, man.
We ain't got a fucking Frederick Douglass movie. Keep it a buck.
I mean,
we haven't, though. But Frederick Douglass has been a very essential part in
everybody had to read the autobiography of Frederick Douglass.
We had to.
Everybody had to.
But I'm saying though, but he wasn't an essential part. All right. But we could talk about Malcolm X though.
You ain't hear me mention bro either.
I'm just saying though, we could talk about Martin Luther King though.
But them niggas did push that envelope for us though.
Yeah,
speaking of Malcolm, a lot of niggas need to be more Malcolm.
Oh yeah, we definitely need more. All right, we get on a high horse. Never mind.
I digress.
Yeah, let's get out of this way.
No, man.
Because
we about to
take it there.
That ain't what this show about.
Shit.
We might have to start a new podcast.
That's why we
talk about that shit. Yeah.
Hey, don't. Hey,
I'm black, y'all. Like, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black.
Nigga, light bulbs went off my head.
Hey,
like,
don't steal my shit. Hey, cut my check. CTC me.
Make your shit happen. You know, I got the studio right here and shit.
CTC.
Just come over. I'll be in the motherfucker in the other room watching TV while y'all motherfuckers record that shit, man. But anyway, man, thank you guys so much for listening to us. Thank you so much for fucking with us, man.
Yeah.
Every single goddamn week, man. Shout out to all of our new listeners, man. Greatly appreciate y'all. Hopefully y'all enjoyed y'all. So hopefully we got a fan in you guys forever, man. We do this shit for y'all every motherfucking week. Even sometimes we wouldn't even feel like doing this shit. We definitely do this shit because, you know what I'm saying, it's about y'all, man. Like we told y'all from jump, man, this is giving y'all an insight into the male mind. That's why we're single.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Giving you an insight on how to think about things differently. If you know what I'm saying, thought one way,
we got three, or in this case, four brothers on here telling you that not everybody thinks that way, or giving you an extra insight into to shit that you might, you know what I'm saying, previously thought. All men think alike. Like, first off, not all men think alike. But, you know what I'm saying, just a way for y'all to get into the male mind, man. We have fun doing this shit. We enjoy it, man. And thank you guys so much every single damn week for fucking with us. Thank you so much to our special guest, man. Thank you so much for coming out, man.
My guy, A-Rod, on the humbug.
Dropping that knowledge, man. Thank you so much.
Smart niggas,
man.
Always, man.
You know, this week is Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody listening. Remember, it's about the season, it's about giving. Be safe out there on Black Friday, man. I definitely think you guys should spend more time with your family. That's what Thanksgiving about. Let me fucking leave in the Thanksgiving table to get a cheap ass TV from Walmart at fucking 6 o'clock or some dumb shit like that, man. Spend time with your family. Watch some fucking football. Watch the Bears beat the Lions. You know what I'm saying?
And come to our bar 10 to 2.
And come to Red Friday. Come to the Black annual Friday. Charity Gala.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Let them know one more time.
What's Charity Gala, saying? You know what I'm saying? You gotta go cop your tickets now. Gala, GALA 614.eventbrite.com.
Yep.
It's a few tickets left.
Yep. Right. Early bird gone.
Yeah.
Early bird two gone.
Yeah, it's all general admission at this point. Like I said, I'll drop some dope stuff on y'all this week with the food, drinks, everything. So just make sure y'all pull up. Show some love and make some donations.
Right, y'all even gotta fucking go if you listen.
Look
to
cute
this,
too.
If you not in Columbus, Ohio, and you fuck with us, and you like stay like, yo, this is a good ass cause that Dre is donating to, and you want to make a damn donation. Gala 614.eventbrite.com. The last link is make a donation. Mm-hmm. If this is about the season of giving, this is about the season of helping people, reaching back and helping our fellow brother, our fellow man. You know what I'm saying? And this charity is absolutely fucking dope. Helping people that have been in the system get reacclimated with life, reacclimated with the workforce. Like that, that's an amazing thing. And let's keep it a buck. Most of the people that's incarcerated are people of color. Just keep it a buck and a half. So, you know what I'm saying? You might be helping your own, and if you're not a person of color, shit, reach back and help a person of color. Shit, you know what I'm saying? We need all the fucking help we can get.
Shout to all those who made the donations, right, though.
Make sure y'all show up for the gala, man, and make sure y'all show out for the gala.
Look clean.
You know, because in the words of my friend, Mike Keisha Deshay, y'all can't dress.
That's funny.
Y'all can't dress.
Niggas that went to sneaker ball back in May. It's been 6 months now. We don't remember what the fuck y'all was wearing. So you can wear that same shit. Be fresh.
No, I remember.
Yo, I don't.
No, I remember. I remember what y'all niggas had on.
So that mean I can't wear the same shit.
You can do what you do, but I'm like,
oh no, you about to put me on that suit spot. Yeah, so that's what I'm about to be on. All right, man. So we are out of here once again. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's your boy DB.
Motherfucking Ellie to the O-N.
Yo, it's just A-Rod, you know what I'm saying?
Dre with an A, and today it stands for asthma. But I'm feeling better though, so we all good.
It is.
Make sure y'all pull up to the gala. And we out.
Tippy Town on a Saturday.
And that's why we're single. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Bitch.